You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back in. We are so excited for our conversation today. I have Tabitha Jones, and you are going to want to listen to what our conversation is today because Tabitha and I are so aligned in what we believe business owners should have, and she's got some really cool tools and techniques that we're going to dive into today. So let me introduce Tabitha. Tabitha Jones is a corporate escape Sherpa. I love that title, Corporate Escape Sherpa, a business and career coach, author, and host of Gen X Remix, Midlife Laughs, and Next Acts. After 20 plus years leading high-performing technical teams in corporate America, she made her bold leap at 50 and now helps midlife women build profitable businesses before they quit their jobs. Oh, build the business, then quit the job. I love that. As CEO of Empowered Leadership Coaching, Tabitha guides women through her Freedom Builder system featuring Biz Builder AI and the Freedom Builder community to turn clarity into clients and corporate experience into income. Welcome, Tabitha.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. So good to be here.
Tabitha, before we get started, now your bio did sort of highlight some of your journey, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so many things. So I am actually based out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I work with clients across the country. Actually, a new one coming on in Canada, which is pretty cool.
You're international!
Officially! So excited. But yeah, so I spent a long time in the corporate world, climbing the ladder, doing all the things that were expected. Have a really long story for that someday. But what I found is, as a corporate leader, is I loved the coaching aspect. I didn't love all the politics and the paperwork and the things that go with it, but coaching people to see themselves in ways they had never thought of before, helping them just really see the best in themselves and leverage their gifts is a gift of mine. And I just loved it. And so in about 2017, 2018, I was sitting at a conference. It was a leadership conference for women. And I kept hearing this whisper saying, why aren't you doing this? And I was like, shh. And, you know, shushing my own inner voice, say, shush, like, no, we're not there. And then, you know, as I started the comparison and the impostery stuff that, oh, these women have PhDs, they've worked with clients all over the world, they speak so many languages, blah, blah, blah. By the time I left that conference 2.5 days later, like that whisper was so loud. I was like, all right. I've got to go get a business coach and figure this out. Maybe I can start building on the side, which kind of led me to where we are today. But building my business on the side kind of quietly over a 4-year period, getting clear on my clients that I love to work with, the problems I like to solve, really building that business foundation while I still had that steady corporate paycheck and all the wonderful bennies that come along with working in the corporate space. It allowed me to build a financial runway, pay down any debt, and do all the things. So kind of fast forward 2019, we went through a pretty brutal, is the best word I can use, reorg. And though I managed to get myself promoted, make more money, open the door for others to do the same, I was just so out of alignment. And I was like, ugh, I don't know if I can do this. I was traveling back and forth from California to Philadelphia. I was exhausted. I wasn't happy. I'm a person who believes in true leadership, which is servant leadership, putting others before me, you know, bringing others in for decision-making perspectives. And the leadership team I fell under through this reorg was not of that kind of mindset. They were very management style. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, through that
talking to myself every day. I'm like, why is it so hard to get out of bed? Why am I so unhappy? Why can I not turn the boat and get these eyes opened? Because I've always been able to get people to see things a little differently and make adjustments that are better for the team. And it just felt like a battle. So fast forward, in early 2020, I told my husband, I said, I'm going to quit and do coaching full time. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, then we know what happened in March of 2020. And I said, well, you know what? Pump the brakes. I'm just kidding. I'm just going to hang out here a little bit longer. So what I did is I just made the best of that time. I helped my leaders grow and elevate. I helped the team get really well structured, made sure there was cross training and all of the things that needed to happen, and made it to December of 2020. And I said, okay, I am giving my notice. As soon as my bonus comes in March, as soon as my stock options vest, I'm out. And so that's what I did. I gave 3 weeks notice, watched my boss visibly choke on her water on a Teams call when I told her. And yeah, listened to all the friends and everybody, you know, like, what are you doing? You make so much money. You just, you're so successful. And I'm like, to me, I don't feel successful when I don't feel well or when I'm delivering messages that aren't aligned. Mm-hmm. So it's time for me to do something different. I've built this. I know what I'm doing. I've got the foundation. I'm going. So I did. And it has been such an amazing journey. I mean, I'd love to say that it's been all roses and sunshine, but it has not. We know as entrepreneurs, we have some different days. We learn things are very different from corporate, especially when we've been there for so long. Mm-hmm. I started out in the career advancement and job search space. And then in early 2025, really transitioned to the business coaching, corporate escape Sherpa work, because that was what I was loving. Watching women just light up from the inside out of like, holy crap, I can do this. I get it. And then watching them leap, watching them circle the date on the calendar when they plan to leap, and then just getting them ready. So it has been, it's just been a fun journey. It's been different than I expected my life to go, but you know what? It's so fun. And yeah, that's a great.
I love that question. you talked about being in alignment with what was working for you. And so many people sit in jobs that they don't like, doing things that they are not enjoying, and every day is a chore, and they don't see that there's any way out. So what you do is actually, first of all, you've done it. You've been there. You've walked the walk, and now you're helping others figure out how to do it. So I think that's a really special, it's a special gift that you have that others can get in encouragement from and know that it can be done. So what a great example of stepping out in faith into alignment with what you want to do and what's really resonating with you. And especially as women, we don't always think along those lines because our thought is always for everyone else and making sure everyone else is okay. So I think that's really a special niche and a very beautiful gift that you've created for your next chapter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's true. A lot of women do. They feel so stuck, but sometimes it's what we're used to, what we're comfortable with. Maybe we've dug a little bit of a hole of debt. And so we know we have these bills to pay, but starting to build, I say build before you bounce. So starting to build before you bounce gives you that time to start paying down those bills, to start assessing what things are really needed versus what things can I live without or scale back on. And I love doing, I'm not a financial person. I'm not a certified financial whatever. So just to be clear, because yeah, I don't want anybody knocking on our door. But building that runway and just looking at your credit cards. I have a client that I'm working with right now who I said, well, let's take a look at the credit card statement. Let's see where you've got some money leaks. I call them money leaks. Mm-hmm. And as we looked at it, she was paying for 3 gym memberships. And I said, well, tell me about that. Well, this is the gym that's closest to the office that I haven't been to in more than 3 years because I don't work there anymore. I work remote. I'm like, should we keep that? This is the gym membership I have because I got a really good deal and I don't want to lose the good deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, but are you going? Right. And then the third gym membership was one she actually uses. And I said, well, just that alone, getting down to one gym membership that you actually use, you're saving almost $300 a month that you could either use to pay down another debt, or you can drop it into a separate bank account that then becomes your corporate escape account. And just seeing the light bulbs. And I'm like, now I need you to go through your streaming services. Now we're going to go through your shopping habits. Like, we got to go through all the things and find it. But there was probably about $1,800 a month.
Wow.
That was just going to stuff that is not important. Starbucks. Like, how many do we need? What if we do Starbucks once a week? Yeah. And we maybe make home coffee the rest of the week, you know? So it's just little things that help get you more positioned to, you know, bounce with confidence.
Yeah. I love the term that you use, Sherpa, and I know what that means, but can you talk a little bit about the concept of Sherpa and why it's appropriate and what you do?
Oh, I love Sherpa. So I'll tell you first off how I got there. I was sitting in Starbucks. I was just bashing Starbucks. But anyway, I was in Starbucks working because it was quiet. And I was thinking, you know, I really feel like corporate escape is the thing. And so what goes with that? Corporate escape coach? No. Mentor? No. Like, tutor? What's the thing? And a student came in, sat down at the table in front of me and set her backpack down, and it had llamas on it. And I thought, Sherpa. That makes perfect sense. So for me, a Sherpa is your guide, the guide who has already walked the walk many times. Think about Mount Everest. We've all seen the documentaries, right? The Sherpa knows the walk. They've done it. They are there to help make sure that you're safe and that you're thinking of things that you may not yet have experience with. Sometimes as a Sherpa, I will hold the pack for you for a little bit while I encourage you to keep going, because you're going to get tired. You're working a full-time job. You might be raising a family, caring for someone else. I may hold that pack for you for a little bit to make sure that you keep taking small actions, but that you're not feeling overwhelmed. And sometimes I'm just going to sit on the side of the road with you and hold your hand while we cry it out, work it out, scream it out, do what we got to do. And then we're going to pick up your pack, pat you on the back, and take you forward again. So, you know, it's really a guide, just a guide that's going to be there with you, expecting you and encouraging you to take action, but also they're understanding this isn't an easy journey. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I like to say, you've got to pick your heart. We're lucky. We get to pick our heart. Is it harder to sit in a job for the next 20 to 25 years where you're not happy and excited to get out of bed? Or is it harder to find some time to carve out and start building your next act so that when you're ready to go, you're ready to go? You're locked and loaded.
Yeah, that's great. And I love the concept of choose your heart. I've used it in many different things, because everything can be hard. And we just, because it's familiar, we think it's not hard. And the familiar thing could actually be the thing that is dragging you down and making you not want to get out of bed and go to work and that kind of thing. And we just, because it's familiar, we forget that there's that there is a hard component to it. So I like that illustration. So tell me a little bit about when you're working with your clients in making this transition from the full-time job to starting a business, like what are some of the things that you are looking for other than the money leaks? You talked about that. What other things are you looking at, and what other things need to be considerations?
Well, one is time. I have a lot of people that talk to me and just, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking of this thing forever. And, you know, time is time. It is what it is. It's our boundary. And what I like to do is a time audit, find out where you can bake in 1 hour a day. If you think about 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, that's 5 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Times 4 weeks, you've got 20 hours a month times 52. I'm not going to do the rest of the math for you right now, but it's a lot of hours, right? To start building. And often, you know, it's like, I don't have an hour. And I remember I was you, like I was leading teams that sat across 46 states, 4 time zones. I had vendors in Europe. So I was traveling, I was doing all the things. So I get how hard it is. But when I sat down and did my own time audit, I thought, oh, sometimes when I'm on a flight, I'm reading a book or watching a movie. What if instead I started writing down my why and getting really clear on my why so that I have that guiding star? Or what if I start writing down, who do I want to work with? What is the description of this person? What is she looking for? So spending that time instead of maybe watching that movie on a flight or reading a book, just spending a little time working on my business.
I love that, like 1 hour a week, because one of the things that I talk about is micro strategies. Small steps lead to big gains. So one hour a day, and finding that 1 hour, that seems like a small thing, and you can get so much focused work done in that 1 hour when you can carve that out.
Yeah. And like you say, you know, micro actions. I love that term because sometimes somebody's like, I just don't have a full hour. I have kids. Mm-hmm. I get interrupted. Great. 15 minutes. Set mm-hmm. 4 15-minute increments during that day. Whether you're maybe you're just listening to a podcast, I shouldn't say just, but maybe you're listening to a podcast to learn something new. Maybe you're reaching out and grabbing somebody's free resource that you can start doing a little bit more of a deep dive. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be hard. Mm-hmm. I found when I did my own time audit early on, I was spending a lot of time playing Candy Crush at night thinking I was winding down. I'm like, you're not winding down. You're wiring your brain with this crazy feeling like I need to go get somebody else's device so I can play for 5 more lives. Mm-hmm. We have time. We just are using it in a different way right now.
Yeah, I love that time audit. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. It lets you build that foundation. So for me, the foundation is knowing your why, your what, your who, and your how. You've got to know your why. So what's your guiding star? Why is this so important? Why are you the one to do it? Mm-hmm. What are those gifts? What are the gifts that you want to use? Things that you're so good at and just every day you can't imagine not doing those things and you'll never get sick of it. Who is diving deep into who you want to work with and, you know, getting really clear. What is that person reading? Where are they looking for help? What is the real problem that they need your solution to? And then the how is last. I find a lot of people start with the
how. Start with how. So they start, everybody they start starts with the how.
Like, yeah, starting with how. So the how, like, yeah, is really
that's
how
where
are
everyone
you going
starts.
To Stop it. Even Simon Sinek says, start with why. He said it for a reason. But
yeah.
People go start with how, and they build these big, beautiful, glorious programs and then wonder, why is nobody beating my doors down to buy this? Well, you missed a few steps, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
That 1 hour
yeah.
a day builds it. It's so, so useful.
Yeah. And the order is important because what I find with business owners is they start with passion. They start with what they want to do. They have a gift or they have a product or something they want to do, and then they just go run forward and they just start going and they build their business with whatever the next problem is, right? The next thing, then they fix the next problem, then they fix the next problem. And when you build your business like that, you create gaps and weaknesses in the foundation of the business because you didn't actually start with why. You didn't go through all of those steps. We didn't clearly identify who and all of those pieces. So that's the way most people do it. And, you know, no shade on that because that's, you know, that's how we do when we're really excited about something, we just go. But actually taking the time to then step back and answer those questions and step back and build that foundation, because as your philosophy and mine as well, is that you have to have that foundation in place if you want to be successful.
Absolutely. And, you know, some people, to your point, they don't start with the foundation and they just go with a great idea and it works for a while.
For a while.
And then what happens is then they start investing in a whole bunch of things, trying to fix the problem. And it usually takes a lot of money invested before you realize that, oh, I didn't start with the foundation. I've got the roof. The roof's ready to go on, but the foundation's not there. I bought the toilet,
yeah.
But there's no foundation to set the plumbing in yet. So it
yes.
definitely is so important.
We talked a little bit before we got on the podcast about being ready for the next thing. And you sort of alluded to that, having the roof, but we haven't built the house yet. Let's talk a little bit about being ready for the next thing before you're investing in it and going forward in those opportunities and programs and products that are out there. Let's talk about being actually ready before you take that step.
Yeah. And I know that different coaches have different philosophies on this, which is why I'm pretty jazzed that we're aligned on this. What happens is, well, I'll use my own story. I did not know in the beginning. I was new and I had been in corporate. All the things are done for you as far as, you know, these are your goals. This is these are your people, right? You've got that piece. There's a lot of decision-making and things, but I don't have to do the marketing or the tech or anything. And what happened is I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have any sales experience. In fact, I hate sales. What am I going to do about that? So quickly, I'm going to go invest $10,000 in a sales program. What was I selling?
Yeah.
Who was I selling it to? But mm-hmm. that person never asked me. They just said, oh yeah, we're going to help you get your first client. Awesome. Got into that program, completely misaligned for me. I am a Gen X woman in my 50s, and I am not going to thrive in a program that is built for millennial bros in their, 30s.
Yeah.
And no shade there, because the style is just very different and the techniques are very different. So
yeah.
It didn't resonate, but it didn't resonate so well. And I wasn't making enough money that I signed up again. So ding, ding, right? They
I'm
were really good at
because
sales.
I've done that too. It's so easy
I still
because
laugh.
People are, it's easy to see the, I like to call them bright, shiny objects. There are things that you need. You know that's a good thing. Like, I'm not saying anything about any program being bad. All I'm saying is that sometimes business owners, we also have done it, step into programs or opportunities, or we buy something because it's a good idea. And we're either like, oh, well, I know I'm going to need it eventually, or we just buy it and think we know a little bit about it and we're not quite ready. It's like building the roof, but we don't have any walls to put it on. And that can be a challenge and very disorienting and discouraging when you're working on building a business. So make sure that you're in alignment and that you ask more questions before you step into things. I think there are, for me, there's like three levels of business. You have your foundation level. That's when you're building it, that whenever you are starting out, you're just putting everything in place. And then you have acceleration, where it's growing and you're making money and you're moving forward. And then you have innovation. And innovation is when you start, you've got it all down. Now you can spin it up a little bit, or you can scale and you can move that way. So if you're buying a product and you're in foundation mode, and that product or that program is actually in innovation level, you're not going to be able to get there because the infrastructure isn't in place.
Yeah, I love the way that you frame that, the innovation level. And what I've learned, and what some of my clients have learned the hard way when they've come around, is that they're just not always ready for those things. And there's no one at the in the driver's seat in those programs saying, you're not quite ready. I need you to go back. And when you have these things, come back around. So it can be a big investment. And the other thing, and I know this about myself, which is why so many shiny objects have gotten my attention, it's not always about business growth. Sometimes for me, it's about learning. I love learning. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go learn.
Yeah.
But when I'm learning, sometimes I'm hiding. And I have called out myself on this. I have talked to clients about it, thinking, why are you working on this new program when we're still right here working on this foundation? Let's level set again.
Yeah.
The way you framed it is amazing. And I think having that kind of maybe a checklist to check off the boxes, right? Is this foundation, is this acceleration, or is this innovation? And if it's not foundation and your foundation isn't solid, go back to foundation.
Yeah.
Everybody has a solution to everything and they're all awesome. I'm not knocking any coaches. I am saying they're not all going to be aligned. They're not all going to be what you need, and you're not going to be ready for all of them.
Right.
And sometimes you might just be hiding a little bit and not doing the work you really need to be doing because it's not as sexy as it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. And been there too. Also hiding, like, oh yeah, I'm going to learn something else, or I'm going to create something else. My hiding is usually, I'm going to go create something. I'm going to go create a new thing. Cause that's
Canva.
Fun for
Canva
me.
Is so bad. Yes. I have a friend. I'm like, I swear you're off Canva for 3 days. I need to stay off Canva for 3 days. But it's so fun, right? To go get to be creative and play with colors. But then when you're doing that, you're not having conversations. You're not getting deep into, really building that foundation and being ready to go and scale and do the next step.
Yeah, I was in a, I'm in a program, and we were having a conversation, and somebody brought something up about, I don't have enough time. There's not enough time. And so the woman who runs the program said, okay, let's talk about this. So she had everybody say, well, what are all the things that you're working on? And she listed them out, and it was an enormous list of all the stuff that everybody's working on. And she said, do you realize that none of these things are client acquisition or sales? And it was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Everybody, we're doing all the things. We're not doing the other, the things that we necessarily need to be doing.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, social media is one of those things too, that just, it's so easy to get in that trap of, I just need to go create reels. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but a 3-second reel takes me 3 days to record it. And so I really just need to stop doing that and stick to my LinkedIn that is very clear and easy and nobody expects me to be funny all the time. But it, you do kind of realize we all do it and
yeah,
there's no shame in it. But when you recognize that I need to be working on this, stop what you're doing and get back to that.
Right. It's not that any of this is about shame or making wrong choices or you did anything wrong. It's more about awareness of, is this serving me? Is this taking me closer to my goal? Or is this serving my need to hide right now? Or is this busy work that could be redirected, done by someone else, whatever. And just being honest with where we are and how we're spending our time is really, really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh.
So talk to me a little bit about when you're working with someone and they're in like a stuck place where, you know, you've been working together and you talked about sitting down and crying and screaming and having that, like, let's talk a little bit about those times, because I know they come up for every business owner.
They do. And it usually is a very healthy conversation because often it is the person is hiding or they're feeling frustrated because they've gotten so many no's. And, you know, kind of leaning on the no, we're going to get no's. We're not for everyone. Everyone's not for us. And sometimes a no is not right now. Mm-hmm. So being able to have that conversation, you know, it's, why do you feel that you received the no? And letting them talk about it, because the answer is almost always, well, I didn't do something right. I didn't communicate. And I'm like, what if you did do it right? What if you did communicate it well? And they simply aren't ready yet. What if you pop that person on your spreadsheet and circle back with them in a couple of months? Maybe you have something else you can offer them that will give them another little action step to start putting that puzzle together and see what happens. Sometimes the frustration comes because they're trying to work and juggle and balance too many things. We'll sit down and we'll talk about it. Okay, maybe an hour for you is too much right now. We know the holidays are coming up. Everything's going on, right? It's busy. It's an interesting time of year where most of us want to not have extra things. In corporate, it's crazy right now. You're getting ready for goal setting, year-end reviews, all the things. So maybe it's time that we shift. And instead of trying to fit your hour a day every day, maybe you need to give yourself a little grace. And how about we get up early on a Saturday and Sunday and spend maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to get some of that time in? Or maybe when everyone's gone to bed and you have a moment. The other thing is we forget to track our wins. And we have wins every single day. Every day. Something. Something you learned, something you did, something you succeeded at. When you measure your progress backwards and you see how far you've really come in the past 60, 90 days, 6 months, whatever it is, you should be patting yourself on the back and celebrating. So we'll sit down and do that. I have a client who was really upset. She had left her job. She was offered an early retirement package. And she said, I just am not where I wanted to be in my business at this point. I'm like, okay, well, let's take a look at your finances because you're telling me it's a financial thing. Here's where you were 2 months ago. Here's where you were 4 months ago. Here's where you were 6 months ago when you started. Are you sure you're not really? I mean, I get you haven't replaced your corporate income, but also we talked about this before you left and you have that parachute. But the other thing is you've landed so many new clients. She has a travel company. I'm like, you have clients all over the world right now on vacations that are writing you testimonials about how happy they are. You have a team of travel advisors. You hired your first one 5 minutes ago. You've got all these relationships built now with these partner companies. And you've got this vision coming up for your company in the next 3 to 6 months. So let's sit down and celebrate all of the things you've done. Let's look at your goals again. Let's level set, make sure they're still on track. And then let's pick that pack up and keep taking action and moving forward. And she's doing amazing. We had that talk probably 4 months ago now, doing amazing. And it's just a matter of taking time to slow down, celebrate those wins, and remind the universe, hey, I'd like a little bit more of that. If you could send a little my way, keep working hard. But knowing, you know, it is going to be hard. There are going to be days where you're tapping your microphone saying, is this thing even on?
Right.
That's okay. It's part of the journey and the experience. Remembering how great you're doing, how far you've come, it makes all the difference.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm all about celebrating small wins. That's why I was like, woo, yes, small wins. Yes. But I think it's human nature for us to, when we have a goal, to keep measuring our progress against how close to the goal we've come, instead of looking back and seeing how far we are from our starting point. I think we're kind of programmed that way. Well, we still have so much further to go, instead of looking back and going, oh, but look here, look where we came from. Look at how much we've accomplished and changed and where, how much closer to the goal we are, instead of looking for how far away we are.
Yeah, absolutely. When I look back, you know, I go back to 5 years ago. I left my corporate job 4.5 years ago. I look back 5 years ago and I think, oh my gosh, when I look at how much I have done in that amount of time, I'm just like, I can't even articulate how good it makes me feel inside. When I think about how many lives have I impacted, how many people are enjoying their work now versus what they were doing. Even those that are building towards something new, they're so much happier. I have a client who's building a retreat business in Portugal and she's crushing it. She hasn't left her day job. She's still doing her thing. But it is, I'm already signed up. I'm going to her Portugal retreat. I'm like, I believe in you. Like, this is amazing. And she sold her first one out in minutes. Like, it was really,
wow,
really the universe saying, you are on track, sister. This is your calling. And her doing the right work, the foundation. She's not going and throwing $10,000, $15,000 at a coach. She's working on that foundation first.
Awesome. Well, I want to switch gears a little bit because we haven't talked about AI yet, and you have some cool AI stuff.
I do. So we'll talk about the one that really applies to our conversation today. I built two, and it came after a no, so I still get no's. But it was after a no that I was kind of attached to, even though we know we're not supposed to attach to the outcomes. And I just had that day where I was like, you know what? Screw this. It was summer. I went and got myself a high noon, got my pool floaty, and went and sat in the pool, pouting, as you will. And then as I was sitting there, I'm like, all right, pouting is over. You've been thinking about building an AI tool. What's stopping you? And I'm thinking, oh, I think I'm just going to get out of the pool and go do that right now. So I did. So I created one for job seekers. Oh my gosh, where'd the word go? For midlife job seekers. So I have that one available now. But then the other one I built was really based on this conversation, that foundation. So it's BizBuilder AI, and it has 5 Sherpas programmed from my brain into a tool that helps you build the foundation, get really clear. Learn really what is your why, your what, your who, and your how. And then it can be used for a lot of other business building activities, but it's just a really slick and easy way to spend your 1 hour a day truly making progress. And then with that, I include a community membership. So we have once a week coaching calls and Q&A, hot seat kind of content. And it's, again, the way to help people get started on that foundation before they move into my next program and my next step. And it is really cool just seeing these, right now there's women in there, but seeing them take their action toward building those coaching programs. And the ahas, I get texts regularly with just, I never even thought about this. And this is what your Sherpa said. And then I got one from someone else that literally said, holy she, you know, but it's like, this AI is so cool. I'm like, there we go. And it could be a shiny object if you go crazy with it. But honestly, it is a strategy tool that is, it's truly making a difference and helping women spend that hour really strategically.
I love that. And I think that one of the things that I love AI for is that it's almost like a business partner. You know, like you can have conversations, you know, ask questions, you know, whenever you're like brainstorming, when you're working by yourself, sometimes it's like, well, you're just cycling in your own thoughts and you're not getting any outside communication. And, you know, so many people are like, well, I can't hire anyone right now, but you can go to a free AI tool and have a brainstorming session. And then the AI comes up with things that you didn't think of. And then that opens another thing and that opens the next door and opens the next door. So that's just AI in general. And then to have a tool that's very targeted at focusing your 1 hour a day into creating the foundation is really, really powerful. So I love that.
Yeah, thank you. It is, AI is amazing. I am an absolute lover of it like you are. And there are days where I'm like, I feel just really stretched so thin. And so I did recently. I was like, I feel really like I'm really stretched thin right now. Here's what I'm working on. What's going on? You know, where am I not prioritizing the right things? And it said something so obvious. I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh my gosh, because we can't always see our own stuff. That's why we have
coaches.
That's why we have mentors. That's why we have other people, because we can't see it.
We cannot. And we'll spread ourselves really thin. And we agree to a lot of things because we love people and we want to help people. And then what we realize, and this is a trap I think entrepreneurs in general fall into, but we forget that when you launch something or you get involved in something or you partner and collaborate in something, all of those things are things you have to promote.
Yeah.
And that was what was happening. I was like, oh my gosh, I signed up for this speaking event. And then there were promotion requirements that somehow were then intertwined with my emails that were going out, that were intertwined with my social media posts. And I'm like, this is a lot. And then I had agreed to do a workshop with a friend. So posting about that. And I'm like, I'm social media out. That's exactly what the problem is. So then it's maybe you should just focus on your own stuff for a little bit and, you know, serving your clients and put the blinders on. I'm like, yes, blinders on.
Yeah. And there are times we go through those seasons when we need to have the blinders on and focused. And then there's collaboration seasons where we can reach out and, you know, hold hands with someone doing other things. So yeah, it's a balance, like you said. So yeah, that's really, I love that. So this has really been a great conversation. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity to share with our audience the gift that you brought for them.
Absolutely. So I am offering a 2-month test drive of my Freedom Builder system. And that is the Biz Builder AI plus the community support. And basically, you get to come in for 2 months, experience it. And if you decide to stay, then we'd love to host you and have you in our community. The beauty of that is there are so many other people to learn from, share ideas with, and then absolutely having that AI option in your back pocket 24 hours a day. So whenever your hour per day is, you can leverage it to the best of your ability.
Oh, I love that. That's so generous. Thank you so much, Tabitha. And the way that you're going to get that is you're going to go into our community, which is profitconnectors.club. That's the website address, profitconnectors.club, because you're the ones making the connection. So you're the profit connectors. So profitconnectors.club, it's free to join. You just go in and you can find Tabitha's gift, all ways to contact her. All of her information will be in there, as well as a link to watch the podcast again. And in addition to that, all of our guests that we've had on our podcast will be in there as well. So if you've missed any gifts or podcasts, you can go in and see everything that's been done. We are coming up on, I just realized the other day, we're coming up on 52 episodes, which means we've been doing this for almost a year. So we're going to have some special celebrations in there as well, as I'm realizing that we're coming up on 52, and that's a whole darn year. So that's very exciting for me. Thank you so much for all of your support, for listening, for joining in, for getting the gifts from our guests and connecting with them, and for everything that you do to build this community. I really appreciate you. Tabitha, I'm just going to ask if you have one more little nugget for our listeners.
I am just going to say that it is never too late. I left corporate at 50. I help women in their 50s to 60s make the same moves. It is never too late, and it's not worth living with the regret and always wondering why. So why not start today?
Awesome. Thank you. I love that. It is never too late. Step in, step out, and accomplish what you want to. It's not too late. I love that. So listeners, keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember that it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.